Yes, sir.
Case number 11,163, Lindsay Cannon, Little Einstein Preschool, northeast of Route 113, DuPont Boulevard, 900 feet northeast of Betts Pond Road, a special use exception to operate a daycare center.
This evening, case date, name and address for the record, please.
Lindsay Cannon, 18984, DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay.
My name is Lindsay Cannon, and I have Little Einstein's Preschool in Georgetown currently. In 2008, we opened up at the church, Grace Methodist Church, with 12 students.
Mm-hmm.
In 2009, we expanded in Georgetown to 28 students.
Wow.
The need for preschool centers in the area is pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
On any given week or day, we could get between 5 to 10 phone calls for people looking, in which case we have to turn away because we don't have openings. So expansion has always been something that we are looking to do.
Mm-hmm.
The property in Millsboro is 28253 DuPont Boulevard, which is right on the highway, right next to where 20 and 113 cross over in Millsboro. The property is already commercial, but it's C1, and in the code for C1, I have to get a special use exception. To expand to Millsboro area would allow for 5 more people to be employed, as well as 30 more students to receive the services that we provide, which is a pre-K ready program. Our goal is we take children ages 2 to 5 and we prepare them for kindergarten. I actually have here a list of students that are very interested. The list is like 23 kids and we can only take 30. So that's a pretty good start. Licensing, which is Delaware licensing, has already been out to the site and approved the location. I already have DENREC approval, the fire and marshal approval, and the health and safety approval. I just am asking for the special use exception.
So you have all the state approvals?
I do.
Everything. Great. So you have 28 children now?
We have 20, potentially 23.
Yeah.
And we're able to have 30.
Great.
So we would actually open up the doors with 5 people employed, like
good,
all at the same time.
All right. And what is your hour?
What's that?
What are the hours?
7 to 5.
7 to 5, Monday
yep.
through Friday?
Monday through Friday, with the preschool hours being 8 to 3:30. But we're open earlier and later for the parents to be able to transport back and forth to work.
Okay.
Yeah, what's your parking like? You got a lot of... A
lot of parking. It's actually a 5-unit building,
uh-huh.
and we're only taking 2 of the units. So there's probably about 30 parking spaces. It's surrounded, and then there's also a middle row.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Rickards, any further?
No.
And Mr. Callum, I have no further questions.
Actually, I do.
All right, Mr. Mills.
What effect would it have, if any, on the neighboring and adjacent properties?
It is a commercial area, so everybody is there, is in business. There's trick trucks kind of behind us. There's a house right beside us where the guy kind of, I'm not really sure what he sells. He just kind of has, like, stuff on his lawn. And then there's not anything else between me and the light.
Right. So he has lawnmowers and things like that there right next to trick trucks?
Yeah, and, like,
yeah.
bikes. And so
bikes.
Maybe it'll bring business to him because maybe some of the kids will leave and be like, mm-hmm. Mom, I want that bike, and help him out too.
Especially on the weekends, it's full of
exactly,
right?
Especially on the weekends, yeah.
Or Saturday, anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Again, hearing then no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,163 for the special use exception. The special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Getting good. Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,163.
Thank you.
All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,163 is approved. And good luck.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.